when Rav Avital would start the year off in yeshiva, if he gave the first year, he would switch off with Rav Lichtenstein and she'll live and be well. He would give, sort of after the shir, he would give like a little mercer as we start the new year. A little pep talk. And in the pep talk, he always basically spoke about the same thing. He quoted a famous Midrash Tanchuma that talks about sages dealing with a pasuk that says that the Torah should be in the street. And the sages in that particular Midrash Tanchuma are insistent that no, the street means Berachovasha batei knesiot ubatei midrashot. It doesn't mean the street out there. It means in the shul or in the base medrash. And he would always ask, how come you're going and diversing so much from the pshat? What's the pshat?
The street.
The street! So why are you going and saying it's dafka in the shul? And he answered, based on a beautiful Gemara in Maseches Brachos, the Gemara says that when you build a shul, you need to have two entrances to go in. Two ptachim. The outer entrance and the inner entrance. Like you have here. You have the outer entrance that brings you into the building. Then you have a lobby. And from the lobby or the foyer, you go into the sanctuary. And that's the way most shuls are built. That's the way most buildings are built, for that matter. Said Rav Amital, in order to learn Torah, you have to be someone that's able to get out of the street and into the Beis Medrash and ultimately be a vessel to receive the Torah. And in order to be a vessel to receive the Torah, in order to be a suitcase that's big enough to receive the Torah, the suitcase has to be half full, empty enough, so that it could receive the Torah. If not, it's full. You would think, what?
Samsonite.
I don't understand what that means.
Shimshon. It's connected with
Shimshon?
There's a luggage called Samsonite. It's very strong luggage.
Okay.
A figure of Tanakh.
Now, this is what he said every year, and I'll tell you what I think he meant. What I think he meant was that in order for you to learn Torah, you have to be someone that is humble enough to say, I don't know. I am a servant before the master of the universe learning his Torah. But if you come in with your preconceived notions, if you're learning Torah in the street and you're saying, anything I do has to fit in with the Torah, and if it doesn't, I'm going to make it fit in. In other words, the halacha will allow me to do what I want, then you're not going to be learning the authentic Torah. In order to learn authentically Torah, you have to come in and be open-minded. And therefore, he didn't quote this, but I'll quote this. The Gemara says, "Ein Ashchina Shora," that God's holy presence doesn't dwell amongst people who are haughty, who are balei gaiva, who are full of themselves. Because if you're full of yourself, there's no room. If you so have these preconceived notions about everything, how can you learn something new? You have to come into a room, open-minded, not preconceived notions about people, about the lecturer. You have to, in a way, do what psychologists say is sometimes impossible. Take the first impression out, and the first impression about Torah is never good. I blame the teachers for that. But the first impression of Gemara, for example, is that it's hard, it's difficult, it's a waste of time, it's primitive, it has nothing to do with life. You have to come in and say, I have an open mind. And in order to do that, you have to come into two entrances. The first entrance is to leave your preconceived notions outside. And the second entrance is to be that ultimate suitcase to receive the Torah. And once you do, of course your mind is at work. Of course your heart is at work. Of course you're going to ask hard questions. And of course you're going to go ahead and bring yourself into it. And we've spoke about that many times, that it's not a robot learning Torah, it's a human being, and human beings are different, and thus we end every Shmoneh Esrei with the words, V'tein Chelkeinu. Anyone? Daven this morning? The Torah Techa. Give us our part in our Torah. So ultimately, those two entrances is like the first entrance is to empty out the suitcase, and the second entrance is to fill it up. And therefore, he said, that's why the sages were so insistent that you have to come in, that Berchovasho Ir is not the street, but rather the base medrash, even though it goes against the pshat. That, from my perspective, is Yehuda Avner, Zechono Levracha. whoever did not read his book, I think it's required reading, the Prime Minister's. What's fascinating about the book is not just his description of endless prime ministers, of Levi Eshkol, of Golda Meir, of Begin, who he definitely respected in an amazing way, I think far more than others, but there is not one syllable in that book that has his personal opinion about anything. It is totally authentic history as he witnessed it and documented it word for word. He left himself out of it. When he served prime ministers, he did not put his personal opinion in unless he was asked. For example, Menachem Begin would say to him, I have a letter here, I have to draft in English. I want you, and I quote, to Shakespeare it. Shakespeare it. You read the book? He didn't go ahead and change the letter. He basically did what we can do today on a computer. On any Word document, you right-click on a word, and there's synonyms for words. That's what he did. He was totally humble before the masters that he served. And that's very rare today, to have people come in without preconceived notions and say, I am your aide, I serve at the will of the Prime Minister. Whatever you need, I am here for you. And this will explain why Yehuda Avner served prime ministers with different points of view. Begin, to Rabin, to Golda, to Levi Eshkol. These were different people. Totally different people. And he was able to serve each one of them. And that's very rare today, to have someone come in and say, I serve at the pleasure of the prime minister. I have no preconceived notions. I'm not looking for this to be a diving board high up. Baruch Hashem, God paid him back. He became later on, he became the, I believe he was the Counselor General to the Great Britain, to England, and then to Australia.
Ambassador
to England, probably the first one that was an Englishman that came back to England. And ultimately, he then was, I think, in Australia. So he became an ambassador, but that's much later in life. His book is definitely what I believe a lesson in how to learn Torah. You have to come in to open up a Gemara, a Mishnah Berurah, a Hilchos Pesach, with no preconceived notions, and start learning. And then bring yourself into it. But first hear what the guy has to say. First hear what the lecturer has to say. Don't right away develop your preconceived notions on the man based on the way he looks, the way he dresses. It's very difficult, but that's necessary. You have to come into the two entrances. And that's what I believe Yehuda Avner did. And it's very rare. And therefore, I think that book is not just a beautiful piece of history that I think is important to learn. It's a lesson in humility. Real humility. Real, true humility. A whole book this thick. You know, it's a big book. I once brought it on a plane. It's a huge book. It's hard to hold. And not one personal comment. Just history. Very rare today, and I give him kol hakavod for it. I also want to add that he was a religious man from the day he was born. Through all those years in Israel when people were throwing off their kippahs, till the common era when people, Baruch Hashem, there's more kippahs today than ever. But Baruch Hashem, the man was a Shomer Shabbos Jew. There's a story in the book in which he's reprimanded by one of the Gdolei Yisrael for not violating Shabbos by going to the prime minister's house and drafting a letter, because he said this Gadol B'Yisrael told him, this is Pikuach Nefesh, what do you think you're dealing with? Small potatoes here? You're serving the prime minister of Israel. He needed to draft a letter, he needed your help on whatever it was, and you wait until Motzei Shabbos, are you out of your mind? But that just shows you his devotion, his true devotion to Judaism. So in his memory, I want to say, A, the humility, just an amazing lesson on life. And B, kol hakavod lo. Now, despite everything that was happening in Israel in the 60s and the 50s and whatnot, the man remained a Shomer Shabbos Jew throughout his life. Yehi Zichro Baruch. He, I think, died at 86, if I'm not mistaken, I read. 86, 87. He was pretty active till the end. A wonderful, wonderful, humble individual that served prime ministers and never let it go to his head. And that, in my opinion, is the way to learn Torah. Come in to the two entrances with no preconceived notions and start learning.